I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but is it okay if I said, I told you so? See, I've been in the financial industry for far too long not to know that something that is going to save the American people money is going to have a tough time making it through the White House. Back in March of this year, I released an episode called Biden's New Rule Reduces Late Credit Card Charges. That's episode number 207. And in that episode, I said, despite the intended benefit for consumers, I predict resistance from credit card companies, suggesting potential adjustments, such as increased interest rates to offset revenue losses from reduced late fees. I highlighted the industry's profit-driven nature and cautioned against expecting long-term financial relief solely from regulatory intervention. And today, we hear that a federal judge temporarily halts Biden's plan to lower credit card late fees. Well, we're going to talk about this. On this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Well, welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, according to the AP News, a federal judge in Texas temporarily halted plans by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was slated to go into effect next week. And it looks like the new regulations that were proposed by Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would have set a ceiling of $8 for most credit card late fees and require banks to show that they should charge more than $8 for such a fee. The rule would bring the average credit card late fee down from $32. The Bureau estimated banks bring in roughly $14 billion in credit card late fees a year. White House spokesperson Jeremy Edwards said in a statement Friday night, "We are disappointed that a court sided with House Republicans, big banks, and special interests to hit pause on the critical measure to save American families billions in junk fees." I said this back in March, when American debt had reached nearly $1 trillion around that time, and this was a ploy to me for the president to get reelected by shifting the blame on the credit card companies as if late fees was their problem. The late fee is not the problem, not even the amount. The problem is that we have late fees. Now, why am I saying this? Because the accountability falls on the borrower. It says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave of the lender." So as long as you have outstanding debt, you're going to be the slave to whatever that company wants to charge you because you weren't crying about these companies when you needed the money in an emergency. When we want that new TV, and we want that new furniture set, and we want that new lawnmower, and we want that new car, we had no problem with the interest rates. We didn't say, that's too high, I'm just going to have to wait and save up my money and think of something to get through. No, we didn't even take the time to even read the fine print. On top of that, we didn't even consider if this is the type of company that we want to do business with. And I think that's really sad. We didn't want to shop around. We're just looking for people who will give us money. And unfortunately, we fall into quote unquote debt. How can we prevent this? Well, before we get into those situations, why not save? It's the same situation with the grasshopper and the ant. The ant worked diligently through the summer. He stored up for the winter because he knew winter was coming. The grasshopper wanted to play and enjoy the sun and didn't want to work. Now, some of us can be the grasshopper before winter comes and realizes he should have saved. And some of us, even after that winter, we still want to play. We've been through some of those bad situations already, but we're still not changing our mentality. The moral of that story is that you need to put things away in case of a cold day. And that's why Americans are in debt, is because we've gone through these cold winters and we're not learning our lesson. And for me, this kind of fake fury is really just a part of Biden's reelection campaign where he's trying to highlight his administration's push to clamp down on what he calls junk fees, which are bank-related fees like late fees, ATM fees, and overdraft fees. And in a statement from the White House, it says that every month that the credit card late fee rule is blocked will cost Americans over $800 million. Now, my question is, why is it costing Americans $800 million? It's because they owe the person. Have you ever owed somebody some money and they just refused to pay you? How upset were you? Don't you wish you could have penalized them with money? Like, listen, if you're not going to pay me on time, I should get compensated for the money that I'm losing. I let you borrow $2,000. I could have invested that money making 4, 5, 6% somewhere, and yet I can't because it's in your hands. You don't think credit card companies are feeling the same way? You get your TV, you get your couch, but they're just left high and dry? How many times have you let someone borrow money and they left you high and dry? How do you feel? Do unto others as you'll have them do unto you. So in our podcast, we talk about the dangers of actually having credit cards. Dave Ramsey talks about it all the time, about having credit cards and being in debt is a cycle that is hard to break and it's hard to get out of. And now we're asking the president to change regulations in order to get us out of the trouble, but we're putting ourselves in there. These fees should be a deterrent from borrowing the money to make you think twice before borrowing more money. So what do you think? Do you think that this should go into effect? Because credit cards are not going to lose. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Because they have the advantage, which is called supply and demand. There is an increase of demand for credit cards. So regardless of what policy you change, you're still going to use those credit services. And as long as they use it, they can put whatever price they want on different areas of that transaction. So as I said in last episode, 227, they may lower the cap of the late fees, $8, but they're going to raise that interest rate. So instead of paying $8, you may be paying $20 and $30 over the long run. I had an advisor friend say this, and he said it best, don't reach over dollars trying to grab pennies. And I think that's exactly what's happening. In my eyes, I think President Biden is trying to get reelected, and we are reaching over dollars trying to save ourselves a few pennies. But we'll see where it goes. If you like this episode, make sure you check out episode number 207 so you can understand how credit cards actually work, how I think the credit card department is still going to win, whether this passes or not, and how you can protect yourself by creating an emergency fund that uses your own money instead of someone else's. Because as long as you buy something from someone else, you're going to have to do what they say. If you're not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. It helps you find future episodes just like this. So please rate, share, and comment. It helps the show reach more Christian investors like you so you can continue to help people become rich in spirit and righteous in action. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.